Good day. It is Monday, May 13th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, most of us use it, the internet, how the World Wide Web has shaped popular culture, plus find out what's so great about honey, and we get ready for a summer chock full of camps. But first, parts of Benton County received more than 6 inches of rain last week, causing Bob Kleinard, Benton County judge, to declare the county a disaster zone. The rain came less than a week after the county and Arkansas Department of Emergency Management assessed damage caused by significant flooding in April. Kleinard says that last week's rain will only exacerbate previous flood damage.
I asked the question, did any of our temporary or permanent repairs that we've done in the last 2 weeks get washed out? And only one of those, is what I've been told, was washed out, but it was a temporary repair, not a permanent repair. So what we do a lot of times is if we have a road that's washed out, we'll put a temporary repair in place just to get people to get back and forth.
Kleinard says that he expects officials with the State Department of Emergency Management to assess the damage this week, just like they did following the previous storms in April.
They assessed our damage at $700,000, whatever it was, and the threshold for getting state aid is $443,000. So I asked the same question today, is how do you think this is going to stack up with the storm 2 weeks ago? And they said, it's probably almost as bad. So it appears right now, just preliminarily, it looks like that it may exceed the $443,000 in damage that we need to qualify for state aid.
Although he says the county has been inundated with nearly a foot of rain over the past month, Kleinard praised the Benton County Road Department and its employees for the hours of overtime they spent repairing and reopening roads following the storms. A report released Friday shows meaningful long-term benefits for children who take part in Arkansas's Better Chance Pre-K program. The National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University conducted the study. Tanya Russell is director of Arkansas's Department of Human Services Division of Child Care and Early Childhood Education. Speaking at Amboy Elementary School in North Little Rock, she says the benefits are clear.
The good news is that in literacy and math and verbal acquisition skills, children are continuing to show gains when they attend a high-quality pre-K program like Arkansas Better Chance. It allows the state to really stand solid on the investment that we've made, that our legislature and that our governor stands very firm behind. At a time when some states have had to make cuts, Arkansas has just remained committed to that.
Details of the study were released at Amboy Elementary School in North Little Rock. Rahm Emanuel spoke at the Clinton School of Public Service graduation ceremony on Saturday. The Chicago mayor is most noted for his senior-level roles in the Obama and Clinton administrations. Emanuel urged the graduates to build on the open-mindedness that international service had given them.
So make change your ally, not your enemy. Whether in this country or abroad, in Chicago or Shanghai, your success will be shaped by being open to what you don't know today. Your openness to different ideas and different approaches will make you a better professional, a better person, and a better partner.
Emanuel peppered his speech with impersonations of Bill Clinton and tales from the 1992 presidential contest. The group of 34 students was the seventh graduating class for the Clinton School. The 89th General Assembly passed the Arkansas private option expansion of Medicaid, providing health insurance to some 250,000 uninsured Arkansans. In his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe said the bipartisan effort is reminiscent of the Our Kids First program, passed with bipartisan support in 1997. Although he says the state ranks fourth nationally in providing health coverage to children, Governor Beebe says that more can be done.
Nearly 93% of children eligible for Our Kids are now enrolled, but there are still 46,000 kids in our state who are uninsured. Estimates show that another 10,000 can be newly covered through the private option. We have the chance to continue the amazing progress we've achieved in the past 15 years in caring for our children. Our Kids First is an example of successfully reaching out to those who are uninsured through no fault of their own. Through that program, our state became a leader in expanding coverage to children. We are leading again with a private option.
Governor Beebe says that Our Kids First helps slow the growth of health care costs by insuring children, allowing them to seek medical treatment before their health deteriorates, and preventing high costs from being passed on to other Arkansans. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals split yet another road series against the Springfield Cardinals. The Nats lost the first game in a Friday doubleheader 6-4, but the team won the second game 5-4. The Naturals secured another 5-4 win on Saturday. But yesterday, the team's luck ran dry, losing the last game of the series 7-4 and splitting the series. Following the weekend's action, the Naturals are 13-21 on the year. They travel to Little Rock tonight to open a four-game set against the Travelers. The Razorback baseball team was at Baum Stadium for its last home series of the season. The Diamond Hogs lost Friday's game against Tennessee 8-3. But Arkansas's luck turned for the better Saturday with 11-1 defeat of the Volunteers. The Hogs continued the momentum through yesterday, winning one more with a final score of 10-2. The series win marks the first time since the 1999 season that Arkansas has won 7 of its 9 Southeastern Conference series. Heading into the regular season closer at Auburn next weekend, the Hogs are 34-17 on the season and 17-9 in conference play. In other Razorback news, the 5th-ranked University of Arkansas men's track and field team won the 2013 SEC Outdoor Championships over the weekend in Columbia, Missouri. The team won 5 SEC event titles Sunday and completed the program's second consecutive SEC Triple Crown. Sunday's team victory was helped by titles taken in the 800 meters, 1500 meters, 5000 meters, the 400-meter hurdles, and pole vault events. The win marks the 18th SEC outdoor team title in program history and the 3rd in a row for Arkansas. The wins this weekend bring the total number of SEC titles in the program's history to 112. Forecast this evening calls for clear skies with overnight lows around 56. Sunny tomorrow, Tuesday, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow evening. Overnight lows in the lower 60s.